Part 3. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. Holy cock nuggets, John.
This is you sound like.
That's funny, man. That's stupid.
Come on, man. Pull it together.
Episode 78, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
Oh, one thing I forgot to mention
Scott's
about...
playing the boy blunder.
What I forgot to mention about Tenacious D.
Holy God.
If you goo-do to see that movie, make
go
sure
stone.
You... Yeah, definitely.
Smoke some grass.
Smoke some weed. And it'll be much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
There was some parts, though, that were pretty goddamn funny.
There were some parts, but... The hardest I laughed was at a preview for a movie with the guy from American Pie, Stifler. When he's on the treadmill.
There was two parts where he's doing the wrestling move with Billy Bob Thornton, and they're wrestling, and he does a takedown and smashes him to the ground, and he says, "You okay, man? Rhetorical question." And then he smashes him on the back with a chair.
The thing that was funnier to me was
it led into the treadmill part when he smashed his face
on the back of the treadmill and then got thrown into weights.
Yeah, it was great.
So it's a movie. Apparently, Billy Bob is going to be this guy's stepdad. But when he was, when the kid was younger, when he was a kid, Billy Bob was his phys ed teacher.
Yeah,
and he made his life miserable.
That kind of spoiled Tenacious D for me because that was so goddamn funny. I was like, okay, that 2 minutes, Tenacious D has to live up to that 2 minutes.
Right.
And just because I'm a Jack Black fan, I mean, already anything he says or does cracks me up because he's
until
so,
this movie.
Well,
for
no,
me.
I thought he cracked me up pretty much. But whenever Kyle Gass said something, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Why did he have to put his best friend in there?
They did harmonize well, though.
They
I
did.
They had great harmonies.
Oh, they're a great band. Yeah. I mean, their CD is phenomenal with Dave Grohl on drums. Unbelievable.
That's out of sight. You think we can ever do anything and Dave Grohl would say, yeah, I'll play drums for you guys? You think that would ever happen?
Totally.
You think so?
Totally. Hey,
I don't think so.
I got to tell you something.
You know why?
The one guy I know, Volpe, if there's anybody who could hook us up with Dave Grohl, would be him.
Really?
This guy has the gift of the gab greater than anybody I've ever known. And as a matter of fact, I'm trying to get him on the show because he's also a really good guitar player. I played in a band with him. But he's the biggest bullshitter in the world. I mean, such a big bullshitter. I started to call him Swindler because he used to, like, for instance, this guy, he used to work at a music store. Guy brings in an amp, and says, hey, man, you know, can you fix this? And he takes a look at it, and he says, oh, dude, man, this is trashed. There's no way. This thing is totally fucked.
Fucked.
And he goes, I'll give you $50 for it. You know, we could use it for parts. All right, fine. Gives the guy $50. 2 days later, it's sitting in the front window. $250. All fixed up, ready to go.
Nice.
And he took one of Rick's guitars or his bass or something, and he went to tighten the truss rod to adjust the neck. The neck can bow, or it can, I forget what the other direction is, but it kind of, you know, bends the other way, and the strings just go as they're buzzing on the frets. And he wanted to straighten it because it was too bowed. And he went to crank on the truss rod, which goes all the way through the neck from the headstock all the way into the body of the guitar. And he cranks on it and goes like that. And he goes, oh, dude, there's nothing I can do with this. This thing's fucked up. And
so hands wait a back minute. To Rick. He snapped
the
neck.
Yeah, he broke it.
Yeah.
He broke it. And he hands it back. Yeah, man, this thing's fucked up.
It's like the story about your neighbor with the snowblower.
Yeah, he's a Bush apologist, too, I'm sure. But he's actually a real genius with setting up guitars. So anytime you want that bass of yours set up, he can set it up.
How could you say that? He just snapped the guy's neck, but he's a genius.
You know how geniuses are. They're a little off. And he's a little off.
One last thing about Tenacious D. You and I, John.
I'll tell you what. I went to a bachelor party where he set up the stripper, okay?
Okay.
He set up the stripper for his drummer of his band, Exide, Jeff. I went to this thing, and this chick did every piece of produce imaginable, even an eggplant, then went on to her own fist.
That's out of sight. How do you hook that up?
I don't know. And then she like put a strap on Jeff's face, and then she rode that thing, and then she put the same strap on his waist and rode it, and then sucked it, and then she squeezed it, and it shot like Jergens lotion out of it. And Volpe jumped back really hard, and his back of his head, his skull, hit me right in the right eyebrow.
Ow.
And almost knocked me out.
What's
at the
up with
bachelor
that?
Party.
He's getting too excited.
I don't know.
Hey, is he ever going to come in and be a guest?
We're trying to get him in. He's a great guitar player. We could get him to play tunes.
We could
us.
Have great jams.
Oh,
the whole
yeah.
show could be
oh,
jams.
Yeah. Play some old
jams,
stuff.
John. Jams.
Yeah, but
one last thing about
get to that. I don't know.
One last thing about Tenacious D. You and I, John, were supposed to be in that movie. We didn't see ourselves in the movie, so
no.
We're going to have to rent the DVD
and rent
freeze
the DVD
frame it.
Because we gave up our flyers, band flyers, because an old bandmate, Brian, who has not been on this show yet, but he does appear in the catheter film.
He appears in the catheter film.
He appears in the catheter film as an ex-band member, and his brother is in the credits of the movie Tenacious D. As
he's a special effects
special
supervisor?
Effects. Yeah, something like that. As a matter of fact, did you meet Keanu Reeves?
I
or
did.
Or do we all meet, or we miss him?
No, I
oh,
met him.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah.
You met him at 2T2.
Right, 2T2.
When he brought him over during the filming of Chain Reaction, right?
That's right.
So, word whore, we know some big shot people, too. So.
Yeah, but we weren't naked with
yeah,
Keanu.
We don't have to get naked.
Right. We didn't whip it out. Of course, we
I would have, though. I would have all over Keanu.
So, the former bandmate, his
I'm
brother,
just kidding.
Is a special effects guy in Hollywood. He's worked on Aliens. He's worked on Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
He's somebody I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And he hooks us up. When he's in town, he hooks us
As
up with celebs.
Fact, I am going to talk to Brian on the 17th, which is a Sunday. And if you get here early enough, we might be able to squeeze in a podcast down here.
17th, is that a Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
All right.
Brian will be here. Joe, one of our first guests, will be here. And if we can work it out, hopefully I'm hoping when Brian is around that his brother, when he's in town for the holidays, we can probably bring him here for a podcast as
That'd
well.
It'd be like a Knob Rocks reunion.
Yeah. No, see, I'm not talking about Brandon. I'm talking about Andy.
Right, Andy. Nice.
Andy.
Nice.
Yeah. You exhaling that cigarette there, word whore? That's the only thing that bugs me, you know, about her. Otherwise, I love her.
But no doubt.
And not in the same way I love my wife, but...
Of course not.
But
in a whore kind of way. That's what you're saying. In a jerk-off masturbation, right. What do they call it? Fodder.
Right.
Kind of way.
It's me, the Preston Buttons.
Oh, is Preston back with us?
Yeah,
I can't tell if that's Preston or Alfie the Elf.
Oh, no, it's me, Preston. It's me. I have small hands.
Yeah, we all know that. So how'd you ever get hooked up with the TWW?
Oh,
how'd you guys meet?
We were kind of just hanging out one night. And, nobody listens to that stupid TTN, guys.
Of course not. We have like 9 listeners.
Oh, yeah. Nobody listens to TTN.
Sorry, that was my imitation of Preston.
Oh, I thought it was really Preston, but it was you. It was your imitation.
I'm just kidding, Preston. Come on now. When we come visit, be nice to me. Don't anally rape me with a piece of the, what did Folly B say? Lord of the Rings. Don't hit me with this.
Oh, right.
Don't stick a shaft in me.
Now, our forum is heated up over speculation of...
Oh, yeah, the word whore.
The word whore was naked with.
Yeah.
Now, what we know, John, is a TV series.
Oh, by the way, we missed Lizard King's call or the Nobody's call.
Yeah, we missed it.
We missed it because we're just punching in to start off the show. We left a message with them.
Well, we called them. We wanted to see if they wanted to play Shit or Shidola. We had to leave a message. And then they called us back, and you weren't quick on the trigger, John.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't quick enough. Well, it wasn't a matter of being quick enough. We were going live with the show.
Live, John, live.
That's right. We do this live.
All right, so the forum is heated up with speculation of who the word whore humped and was naked with.
Right, and the first post is from the Lizard King from the Nobodies. He says, so who is the mystery celebrity woman who laid the word whore? Let's break it down. TV show.
No male leads.
Crossed from the late 90s into this decade.
Decade.
I get that on my mind. And what I'm thinking. Crossed from the late 90s into this decade. Sort of a sitcom. I'm just guessing, he says, that it was sort of funny sometimes. I'm going to take a guess at this, and I'm encouraging the rest of the TTN Alliance to throw in their guesses as well. My guess is Charmed.
Charmed.
Yeah. I'm thinking there are 3 hot young chicks, and I'm going to guess it was Rose McGowan. Yeah.
Who was at one time linked with Marilyn Manson. And there's also Alyssa Milano. Is she on that show?
Oh, yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Yeah, I think, thanks for the post, but I think that's way off.
Stephen C. chimes in. He says, I guess going along with that line of thinking, Shannon Doherty could be in the frame, too.
No way.
Okay. No. Well, Way of the Bob says...
Her face is too asymmetrical.
Well, but Way of the Bob says, I'm guessing Jennifer Aniston. The reason are as follows. 1... When questioned on the Vonifer subject, she said she was more likely to have a thing with Iffer than Vaughn.
Iffer.
2, she only said that there was no male lead, not that there was no males and there was no one lead character in Friends. 3, there was a 3rd, but I can't remember. I've got a sandwich stuck in my throat and I'm turning blue.
Excellent reasoning, but Way of the Bob, I think, is off as well. Because what Way of the Bob wasn't privileged to was the 30 minutes that we went on with the word whore that we did not record.
Right.
Where she admitted that, no, she had not done the anything else, Sean?
Before well, I Stephen tell you chimes who it is? Back in and he says, you okay there, Bob? Because he's concerned about Bob turning blue with the sandwich stuck in the throat. And then he says, I guess Melissa Joan Hart may be another option given the no male lead thing.
Possibly.
Then, of course, Airwolf chimes in with his diatribe that's about 14 pages long. And he says, my guess would be Renee O'Connor, who played Gabrielle on Xena, Warrior Princess. I saw Lucy Lawless dance on Dancing with the Stars, and she is quite the woman. And I highly doubt TWW would handle Lucy. So no doubt, it has to be the girl who made everyone think Xena was a carpet muncher. I think they also filmed in Canada sometimes. Note, while reading through Renee O'Connor's bio on Wikipedia, which we, I can't read now, this is part three, which we know is still fact and never wrong, I came across this list from a trivia list there. It's quite impressive. One, her costume continuing to shrink on Xena was a running joke. Two, is still good friends with Xena star Lucy Lawless. Three, has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Four, enjoys jazz dancing, kickboxing, rock climbing, horseback riding, water skiing, and painting. Did I say four? Five. Nicknames are Ren, Rock, Stumpy, reference to Ren and Stimpy, and Vertically Challenged. Six, favorite movie is The Piano. Seven, munched carpet and played hide the pickle with the word whore. And eight.
Oh, that's on Wikipedia. Wow.
Yeah, has a cat named Kia Ora, which is Maori for
spit
hello.
It out.
In eight or nine, I don't know where I am now, was in the three TV appearances with Bruce Campbell, Xena, Warrior Princess, Alan, A Cop Apocalypse, and Campbell's directed episode of Hercules.
I have to disagree once again, because to me, the word whore does A-list celebrities, not B-list. She doesn't do B-list, so she doesn't do Lucy Lawless's co-star. If she does it, it's with Lucy Lawless. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
She doesn't do Melissa Joan Hart. That's B-list.
Yeah.
Any other forum posts before I tell you who it is?
No forum posts, but we do have, let's see, we had something here. Where is it? We had some comment about it.
I'll tell you who I think it is.
Hold on a second. The TWW query. What about the other Showtime series, Scott and John? Queer as folk. No male leads in that show either. Just a bunch of innate...
Fuck up the joke!
God damn it!
It's all about timing. Timing.
Just a bunch of enabling fools! Len McCaw sent that in. I thought that was pretty funny, and I fucked it up.
You did fuck it up, but previous to that, what he was commenting about was Flem Livet, who I am in total agreement with. What did she say?
She?
TV
Flem?
Show? No, yeah. The Hooer. TV show, maybe like a sitcom, 90s to the 2000, in syndication, no male leads. Here's what it is, John. Here's what I think it is. Sex in the City.
Whoa!
Sex in the City, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Really?
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker. So she cheated on Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, Matthew Broderick. The other thing is,
I'm drinking a whole bottle of Gewürztraminer.
We're going to settle this next week when we take the time machine back.
Oh.
In time.
To the Hooers Lair.
To the Hooers Lair and actually observe who the Hooer was a neckad with.
Nice.
Because we have those coordinates. But
that's
we having some
nice.
Technical difficulties with the time machine this week, so we're going to do that next week.
Well, we got to tune it up. It needs an oil change.
Right.
I forgot to charge it. So what are you going to do? Anyways, let's read some comments, shall we? Shall I read some comments?
I think so. This is the first time we're reading comments in part three.
All right, yeah.
How about it?
Yeah. Okay. Where do I start? Okay, the first one is Love J&S. I just lost it. Love J&S, smooches, boys. Love the show. Too fucking funny. From Belle Marie. I know you read this on your show. I just wish I had something catchy to say. Love the nobodies. The Zoc. I always thought you were latent homers, but now I can drop the latent from Tremolo. The L word. What about the Showtime original series about lesbians? I vote for Jennifer Beals. Did I say Jennifer? Jennifer Beals. Think about it. The L word. The word whore. Nice. From Clambake. Mm. We hear from Clambake once a month. Clambake, come on. Give us some more stuff. It's pretty funny. Milk Pants. While listening to 77 Part 3 with TWW, I got my milk pants. Got milk. Eat pants? I do. Submitted by Bliven. A TWW query. I read that one already. Best webcast, hands down. TWW's pants. The best webcast. Wait a minute. I got to read this right. Best webcast, hands down, TWW's pants. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
The best webcast on the internets. Punky used to be my favorite until they sold out to that douche, Adam Curry. This will also be my last vote on PCA. I may still leave a comment, and I prefer Hogan's from Emorcor. Remember Emorcor? We haven't heard from Emorcor for a while. Emorcor.
He prefers Hogan's over Tata's boobs and tits.
Right. He prefers Hogan's.
Hogan's.
I like Hogan's. Boobs. I mean, boobs are, you could say, I don't
boobs.
Know. What am I saying?
The boobs.
John and Scott make me hard. Or was it the word whore? Or possible? Actually, it's wrote. It's written.
You're horrible.
John and Scott make me hard. Or is it the word whore? Or possible the idea of using a Zoc from Grant? It says possible.
it says possibly.
No. It says possible.
Right. That's horrible, Grant. But
vote,
keep up
vote,
the comments.
Vote. Live punk jams and pure hatred of all things Cruise. What more could you ask for? Submitted by Poet 666D. We love the poet. It's like there's a party in my pants. This guy's great, man. And two Chicago septics are invited. Cock punch me. I must be dreaming. It's another month and another four fantabulous episodes of TTN to come. Jizz and skiz. Keep on licking ass and taking names. Brooklyn Broiler.
Yeah, we got to clip out some Brooklyn Broiler.
We got to get him on the
webcast.
On the internet.
Yeah,
or
so
on
you got
Skype.
The Skype. Send us your Skype info. We'll get you on the next show.
He might be the...
All right, Cherry's Jubilee and that's it.
He might be the next number three. The Zoc and... Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. I don't either.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to find something here. Did I read all the comments?
I think you
no,
did.
No, I had one more.
One more.
I have one more.
One more comment.
One more comment.
In part three.
I have to read it because it's our very special Spenny,
our forum admin.
She says, hey, John and Scott, so far this week, no new comments. So I thought I should add something, seeing as I'm doing the rounds. Would quite like to know if and when you're coming to our lovely aisle, and whether you're coming...
I can't read, man.
Listen to me. Wait, let me read that again. Would quite like to know if and when you're coming to our lovely isle and whether you're going to come to Nottingham to see the Punky Boys.
Of course.
Oh!
Oi!
And by...
Oh, God.
And by goddamn time, or GMT time. What is GMT time?
Greenwich Mean.
Meantime.
Stupid ass.
It's 22 days to Christmas and 20 days till I'm 19. Be excited for me. Keep it real. Real stupid, that is.
I am excited for Spenny, but...
Double X's from Spenny.
But then again, her birthday is really close to Christmas, so she gets... is her birthday...
Double presents.
No, she doesn't get double presents. What she gets is one present that says, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe we should send her some.
Maybe.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Actually, Spenny, why don't you send us your address... And we'll send you one of those nice T-shirts off of Cafe Press. I'll create.
That is one big pile of shit.
Actually, well, I'll put tetanus or something on the back.
Tetanus.
Tetanus. It's my favorite.
Tetanus.
I don't know why that. That man, I love it. I want it to be in one of our songs.
Tetanus.
Tetanus. Is that a real word?
Tetanus.
It's my favorite.
Tetanus.
Let's listen to the Tom theme. All right, enough of that.
Tetanus.
All right, where were we going now? That's it for comments.
All right, I got one science story. Actually, I have a multiple science stories, but I only have one worth mentioning. Get this, John.
What?
A German institute is developing spray-on condoms.
Shut up.
The rationale, unlike regular condoms, which may not fit you, a spray-on condom is a custom job. The technology consists of a spray can. Get this, John. A spray can into which a man inserts his penis.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It works by spraying on latex from nozzles on all sides. So it's like a car wash. You get that? Yeah, are you visioning? Are you envisioning that? Once round and from top to bottom. It's a bit like, a car wash. There you go.
I'm feeling like a sprayed on condom right now.
Here's the prediction. The spray can will prevent pregnancy and disease by sheathing men. That's the prediction. Here's my...
I am a sheathing man.
Here's my per...
What's your per...
Dick.
That is one big pile of shit.
Did you write that?
It will prevent pregnancy and disease by replacing women.
What? Wait, what?
If you can stick your dick in a can that's going to... If you have to insert your Johnson into something that's going to spray it with latex, don't you think that you wouldn't have to go to the next step? That's what I'm saying.
Baby.
How are we doing on time?
We got about 2 minutes, brother.
That's it?
We're at 28.
Where's Phil,
No,
man?
We could go long.
Where's Phil?
We could go long. I don't know.
Phil's not even here yet. Did you tell him that we're doing shorter shows
look
now?
Look out the window.
All right, let me look out the window. Oh, I see his car.
He just pulled up then.
No, he's been there for a while.
Is the window steamed up?
Yeah.
He's probably getting one, you know. He's probably out there with the word whore right now.
All right, well, he'll show up eventually.
Wait, let's listen in.
All right.
Oh,
what the hell's going on?
All right, here's some... I don't have any W news, but I have W spawn news, John.
The spawn of
the
W?
The spawn of W.
That's scary.
First daughter, Barbara Bush.
The Bush.
Had her purse and cell phone stolen as she had dinner in a restaurant in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Ooh.
Even though she was being guarded by a detail of Secret Service agents. So she's in a restaurant. She's surrounded by Secret Service agents, and she still has her purse and cell phone stolen.
Stalin.
It was not the only mishap on the 2-week trip to Argentina by Barbara and her twin sister Jenna. A Secret Service agent on the advanced detail got into an altercation with someone after a night out and was badly beaten, according to law enforcement reports. The Secret Service said today the incident was an attempted mugging that occurred while the agent was on his own time.
Hey, buddy!
And the agent is doing fine. All right, so whatever security detail she has, when they're on their own, they get their ass kicked.
Yeah, that's real good.
That's real positive.
Oh, God!
The purse snatching took place on Barbara's first night in town while she was dining in the picturesque San Telmino neighborhood. According to reports, the Secret Service agents failed to notice the incident. The Secret Service would not comment on the purse snatching. And the First Lady's office said they would not comment on any personal
snatching
trip made by the daughters. I have one more Bush twin story, but let me get the door. Hold on.
All right. You going to go get it?
Yeah, I'm going to go get
it. All right, get it. For Christ's sake.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Damn, is it far away.
It is far.
I got to get that fixed.
Hey, man. Come on. Come on. There you go. Gentlemen.
All right, I'm back.
Right. Well, I'm coming back.
How did Phil get back before me? He's still walking. Cocksucker.
Are you ready, Phil?
I'm always ready.
All right.
Whenever you're ready. Wait a minute. Hold it. I got one more Barbara Bush story.
Sit down.
Holy shit. All right.
Fuck.
You ready? Just sit tight.
Yeah, I'm ready.
U.S. Embassy asks Bush twins to leave country.
What?
Amid a growing barrage of front page headlines, U.S. Embassy officials strongly suggested President Bush's twin daughters, Jenna and Barbara Bush, cut short their trip to Buenos Aires because of security issues. But the girls have stayed on celebrating their 25th birthday over the weekend.
No
doubt. These people are 25 and they're still just partying up, going to Buenos Aires for no whatever reason.
I'm George W. Bush.
What a bunch of crap. Officials say the media coverage upstaged publicity plans for the new U.S. Ambassador Anthony Wayne, who had only recently arrived in the country. Neither the White House nor the U.S. Embassy in Buenos Aires responded to requests for comment. The Argentinian press blitz followed a report on The Blotter last week that Barbara Bush's purse and cell phone were stolen. We already covered that. Let me find the nugget, the
That's
cock nugget in this story.
That's a very interesting question.
I want you to be on my team.
And yesterday, the Bush twins were spotted at a Sunday soccer match wearing team jerseys and sitting in the owner's box,
watching
Argentina's top team, Boca Juniors, compete. Several games have been canceled due to violence in the crowds this year.
Shut up!
In fact, last week, no spectators were allowed to attend other than the season ticket holders.
You're naughty.
So the Bush daughters were asked to leave. They will not leave.
Oh, my
They will
God.
Not leave. And there was a nugget here, a cock nugget, that I can't find. Oh, here it is. Stories of the twins' visit took on wild proportions. I'm sorry. Wild proportions.
Just, can you give me just four nuggets?
Proportions.
Can you give me just four nuggets?
The Argentinian press. One tabloid headline had the young women running nude in a hallway of their hotel.
Oh.
Running nude. Bush twins.
That's out of sight.
Two of them up your ass.
All right, that's all
I
have.
You know how you got the six-piece nuggets? Just, can you give me just four nuggets?
Four of them, sure.
Four cock nuggets. All right, Phil, you ready to go?
Of course, I'm always ready.
All right, let's go.
Oh, God.
With your award-winning TPN News, Phil McCracken Wickham.
And my first story tonight,
John Scott.
God hates fags. Funeral
again?
Protest thwarted by an act of God. God hates fags. Funeral protest thwarted by an act of God. In the end, plans by a controversial religious group to disrupt Sunday's funeral of a local man killed while serving in Iraq were done in by an act of God. Severe weather in Chicago forced the cancellation of a flight to Philadelphia for members of the Westboro Baptist Church, a Kansas congregation that believes U.S. casualties in Iraq are God's way of punishing America for tolerating gays and faggots.
Ah.
Aren't gays and faggots the same thing? Church attorney Shirley Phelps Roger Roper said that while it was God's will that members protest at the funeral of U.S. Army specialist Eric Rivera, God also controls the weather.
Stop it, you brute. You smell like fish.
Once you get to the airport and you get on the plane, that pretty much does it for you,
she said.
Next story, John. Residents near O'Hare Airport will be getting new windows in their homes free of charge to keep noise from aircraft out of homes.
Not me.
In related news, it will also keep the whiny biatching about the airplane noise in their homes. Next story, John.
Hold on, man. Okay.
Next story. Are you happy to see me, or are your genes stuffed and genetically superior to mine? The first human trial of gene transfer therapy for erectile dysfunction indicates that gene therapy that lasts for months and eliminates the patient's need for on-demand drugs, such as Viagra and Keloyas, could become the future treatment of choice for this common problem, according to a paper of the most recent issue of the Human Gene Therapy. Erectile dysfunction affects more than 50% of men aged 40 to 70 and 70% above age 70, according to the Massachusetts Male Aging Study. Next story, John. Experts reconstruct Da Vinci's fingerprint.
What?
Experts reconstruct Da Vinci's fingerprint. In related news, now using ancient Xerox machine to reconstruct his ass print. Next story, John.
Did you write that, Phil?
The last known cockfighting school in the United States is hanging up its cocks. The final students, two brothers from Guatemala, completed the two-week training course in November. The school's proprietor, 82-year-old Mike Ratliff, said he's done teaching the craft at his place near the tiny hamlet of Blanket, Texas. I'm retired. I'm almost 83 years old. I'll be going to take care of my animals and my chickens, Ratliff said by telephone Friday as roosters crowed in the background. Ratliff said he never charged for his services, but if they want to pay me, that's all right. The Human Society of the United States said Ratliff's real goal is to win some more cockfighting prizes, a claim he denies. Next story, John.
Speaking of that, Phil.
Yes, of course, John.
What's the difference between a whore and a rooster?
The difference between a whore and a rooster,
right,
John.
Right.
I'm not sure.
A rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo, and a whore says any cock-a-doo.
Oh, that's funny, John. Your repertoire of jorks is...
Jorks are really good, aren't they?
Your repertoire of jorks has exceeded the limit of five.
Twice.
And gone to six. That's outstanding. Next story, John.
Six jorks.
Jorks. Pyramids blocks may have been poured in place like concrete. Pyramids blocks. Have you heard this story, John?
Say it
Pyramids
again.
Blocks might have been poured in place like concrete.
That's good. Could you say, I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City?
I shot the shitty sheriff in Shoeshine City, John. Of course I can. I'm a professional. Pyramids blocks might have been poured in place like concrete, according to a Franco-American study.
That's the same as...
It's all. I'm just getting it off the AP, John.
All right, Frank.
According to Frank American Study, how Chef Boyardee figured that out is anyone's guess. Next story, John.
That's stupid.
Isn't it? Grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye. An asteroid big enough to wipe out mankind is overdue and can strike at any time, scientists fear. It was thought an impact the size that wiped out the dinosaurs happened only once in a half million years. But new evidence studied in Australia suggests a hit equal to 500 Hiroshimas occurs every 1,000 years. And the last was 4,800 years ago, putting us 3,800 years overdue. Next story, John.
I don't know why that's funny, but it's the way you say it, Phil. It's killing me.
Homeland Insecurity Department now warns of an Al-Qaeda attack on Wall Street and your banking.
No shit.
In related news, it's the terrorists' fault the U.S. dollar will soon be worth shit.
Yeah, it's
next story, John. This just in, John. Oh, I happened to drop off an MP3.
You did?
For a no, story.
Yeah, we got it right here.
Well, let me read the story first. All right. This just in. Cancer avoids stinky people. Cancer avoids stinky people. In related news, Scott may live forever. People who flavor their diets with plenty of onions and garlic might lower odds of several types of cancer, a new study suggests. An analysis of 8 studies from Italy and Switzerland, researchers found that older adults with the highest onion and garlic intakes had the lowest risk of the number of cancers, including colon cancer, which is horrible, and ovarian and throat cancers. Next story, John.
Did you want me to play?
Wait a minute. This just in.
Oh.
All right. This just coming across the wire, John. This is from our reporter, Anita Dickenby. Let's turn it. We're going to join the story late, but let's pick it up where we can.
Remote.
This is about a man calling 911 being
She's
attacked
on the scene.
By a crocodile.
Anita Dickenby is on the scene.
Anita Dickenby
is in the scene. On
here
the scene.
Go. Turn it over, John.
She's coming in.
There's a guy screaming bloody murder over here. Help in front of the Moose Lodge.
Now the caller stays on the phone while he goes to look for the man being attacked by this
gator.
You can hear Adrian Apgar screaming in the background. It was dark and there was a lot of thick brush, so he never got too close, but he did keep talking to the man.
I don't know if it's true, but if you punch him in the nose, it may let him go.
Hey, try to punch him in the nose. He might let you go.
Too big.
The caller stays on the phone until Polk deputies showed up to save him. He lost part of his leg and is still in critical condition tonight. Police say he was at the lake naked and smoking crack. The gator was eventually caught and destroyed. The gator was 12 feet long and weighed more than 500 pounds.
That is one big pile of shit.
Thank you, Anita Dickenby. That was Anita Dickenby. Thank you for that special report. This just in. And we like to cut away to the TTN
whenever we can.
Reporters on remote.
That's right.
That's right, because they're working 24/7, John.
Yeah. And now they got that van down there. I don't know. I appreciate it just for TTN.
Is the next story tonight, John.
Yeah.
Amsterdam not worried that they're closing of the Amsterdam not worried that they're closing of a third of the 350 prostitution windows in the red light district will hurt tourism because the city has much more to offer, John.
Wait a minute. They're closing them down?
Amsterdam is closing one-third of the 350 prostitution windows in the red light district, and they will not hurt tourism.
What's Rick going to do?
Because the city has much more to offer.
A sphincter says what?
Like drunk, horny men that came to see naked women that will soon get angry and break a bottle over your head.
Right.
Next story, John. Russian officials confirmed that a UFO has crashed in Siberia. Xenu sought for questioning. Russian officials said an unidentified flying object fell out of the sky and burned on impact Friday in the Taiga of East Siberia. Law enforcement officials in the Krasnarksky region told Interfax residents had reported seeing a flying apparatus plunge from the sky at about 10 a.m. Residents of the remote area, some 260 kilometers north of the region capital of Krasnoskary said the surrounding area had been charred, showing signs of a fire. Authorities, however, said they had been unable to reach the scene due to inclement weather conditions.
Inclemented weather.
Inclemented. Next story, John.
Oh, go.
Man tries to stick wrong bird in the oven on Thanksgiving. Man tries to stick wrong bird in the oven on Thanksgiving. A man has been arrested after allegedly trying to force his estranged wife into an oven on Thanksgiving in front of their five children.
They put the old bird in there.
Martin Luther Jackson, 31, of Decatur, has been charged with aggravated assault, aggravated battery, cruelty to children, and possession of marijuana.
That's just not nice.
Marijuana causes these aggressive behaviors, John.
Yeah, it does.
After the November 23rd incident, Sergeant Jody Shoup of the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office said, at one point during the fight, Jackson allegedly attempted to stuff his wife inside the kitchen oven, which had been left on to heat the house. The woman escaped and went to the sheriff's office with visible head injuries.
No.
Investigators found Jackson hiding under a bed at his mother's house in Decatur, where he had been living since the separation. Next story, wow. John. 20 million sexed up Brits had an orgasm in the last 24 hours.
No.
A survey reveals lusty Londoners were most likely to have reached a sexual high at that time, with 35% saying they had. Sex Mad Scots were the next most prolific at 34%, and a couple in the Southwest, 33%. The biggest anticlimax is in the Northern Ireland at 14%. Just 5% of people in the province say they regularly orgasm. 2% of those polled said they had never had an orgasm.
That's right, it stinks!
While Tony Hearn admitted he had not had Milky Pants in over a year.
Oh!
In related news, 31% of respondents don't have time to take their socks off before they get their rocks off. Next story, John. And this is our last story tonight.
Thank God.
Hollywood has its share of dubious fashion trends. The purse-sized chihuahua, the oversized sunglasses, the return of leg warmers. But the apparent desire of some of Hollywood's hottest young female stars to be photographed getting in and out of limousines in short skirts while wearing absolutely no undergarments is arguably one of Tinseltown's most disturbing new crazes.
It definitely is.
Britney Spears is the latest celeb to be reportedly caught on film with her bare genitalia in full display, following in the footsteps of Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton. In Spears' case, her C-section scar is also visible.
And a miniature ass in the front.
Making for an image most civilized members of society really don't want to see. But, of course, I'm uncivilized. Yet the Triple X pictures can be found this week on a myriad of websites and blogs, as have recent pictures of Lohan. Sans skivvies stepping out of a limousine into a sea of paparazzi. Hilton, too, has frequently been photographed with her privates clearly visible in the apparent new fad that makes Sharon Stone's groundbreaking scene and Basic Instinct seem as tame and Martha Stewart's demurely preparing a dish of oysters Rockefeller. Gynecologist Jackie Thomas cautions against fans following in the footsteps of their Hollywood idols in terms of vaginal infections. No underwear at all can often be better than constricting synthetic panties.
Right.
But there are other considerations to take into account.
Yeah, try one of these.
Oh, fuck. It is unhygienic. Not so much for the woman who's not wearing panties, but to the people around her, says Thomas, who practices in Toronto. Interesting. Let's face it.
Snail
like
tracks.
Every other woman, they've got a certain amount of discharge that they're hanging around
snail
with
tracks.
Other people. Thomas points out that doctors often advise women who have just given birth to forego underwear for a few weeks to let their vaginas air out.
Oh, my God.
But Britney Spears had an elective C-section, so it's not like she's making a health statement here. There's no need for her to forego underwear unless she's trying to avoid panty lines. Oh, Elaine Liu of CTV's E! Talk Daily says Hilton and Lohan are flashing their cooches deliberately in a desperate effort to get attention at any cost. Lou says that Hilton even previously exposed her naughty bits at a P. Diddy party 2 years ago. Why? John, you ask why?
Why is that there, Phil?
She was jealous of the attention being paid to actress Tara Reid when her evening gown inadvertently slipped to reveal her exposed boob.
Her weird-shaped nipple.
Hogan, whatever you'd like to say. And that is the news, John.
Hey, Phil.
Yes?
What do planes and Britney Spears have in common?
Planes and Britney Spears have in common. Once you enter the cockpit, you don't leave.
Oh, no, they both have cockpits.
They both have cockpits.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Phil.
I'm sorry I stepped on your punchline.
Get the fuck out, you bastard.
This is Phil McCracken. Wake up.
Bye-bye.
And Anita Dickenby reporting remotely.
All right. Hurry all right, up.
Then.
Get out. Get the fuck
right,
out.
Hang around, baby.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
No, thank you.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He's pretty angry.
He is pretty angry. You kick him out right after he I think he'd like to hang with us. Maybe. All right, how are we doing on time?
That's all the time we have.
That is all the time
week.
We have, John.
We have to go.
And I am Scott.
I'm John. And we're AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Give us a call at 847-TTN-GIZZED. 847-TTN-GIZZED. 847-886-4493. And call us now if you want. But we won't answer. Just leave a message. We're out of here. Bye.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.